vessel while you work.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Maino. Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, and it is a pleasure to once again be sitting with representatives of the Tiverton Four Corners Merchants Association. And Kitty Lovell is back. Welcome back, Kitty.
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you again. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Tiverton Four Corners Merchant Association has a record on Company Break.
Oh, really?
This is our fourth show in 5 years. No one else has done four shows.
What does that say?
So that means that you're
quite... What does that mean?
That means you're very popular.
Very popular.
Very popular. People are demanding that
demanding
you come back.
Demanding that we come back.
That
That's
come
great.
Back on. And you are the treasurer of the association.
Yes.
And that means you're very rich.
Me personally.
Yes,
yes, absolutely.
Because you get to pay all the bills and
That's
stuff.
That's right.
And with you is a vice president and a first timer on the air with us. Tiffany Pei is here. Welcome, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
We are going to find out everything there is to know about both of you and the association. And Tiffany, let's start with you since you're the rookie. And so we'll start with you. You have your very own named business in Tiverton Four Corners, right?
I do. I've been there for 12 years almost. I have a jewelry store, and we have much more than just jewelry, but I make the entire collection myself. It's all gold and gemstones. And we also have an amazing line of gemstone water bottles. And we also offer a John of God crystal bed, which is a really amazing experience that I recommend for everyone.
Well, now let's stop for a moment, because when you came in the studio this morning, I did notice your water bottle, and you just mentioned that you carry these water bottles, a crystal water bottle. So it's not, I don't want people on the radio to think it's carved out of crystal. It's describe it if you could to our radio audience.
It's a hand-blown glass vessel that also houses a glass pod that has different kinds of gemstones in the pod. Gemstones have a vibration, and when you put your water with the gemstones, the vibration realigns the water molecules, and the water takes on the healing attributes of the different gemstone blends. We have about 12 different ones, and they all do different health benefits for you. It's really fun to pick the one that's right for you, and actually, when you buy one of these, we give you a 20-minute session in the crystal bed as a really great gift. So I encourage everyone to come check it out. They're made in the Czech Republic. The company is German and based in San Francisco, and we love them and can't wait to share them with you.
And available at the Tiffany Pei Jewelry Shop?
Yes, sir.
And located whereabouts within the Four Corners area?
Just two doors north of the Provender, so before the light on the right next door to the cottage.
All right, so people that are familiar with the area, you know, it's a nice little village, and the village has been expanding, and that's new for our listening audience, for a lot of them. And Kitty, you're part of that expansion, right?
Yes, I am. This year I decided to move my studio to a new location.
And the name of the studio
is? It's Catherine Lovell Studio and Gallery. It always has been, always will be.
Okay. Suppose you and I were to get married. Would you keep your
same
name? Okay. All right.
Not happening.
All right.
I'm going to keep my name.
All right.
So I moved it down to Adamsville, which is another village that was founded a little bit around the same time that the Four Corners was founded, mm-hmm. in the 17th century, which is crazy. My new studio is in an old water tower. So
really?
I just say to people, go find the tower and you'll find me. So that's been very cool. I've also changed my hours, so I'm limiting my hours for visitors. I'm by appointment and also open the third weekend of every month.
Other than that, by appointment. So
yes,
they should check it out.
And people can go check out my website, which is klovell.com. And my phone number is in there, and give a call.
Oh, you could give the phone number if you
want. My phone number is 401-743-6077. Call anytime and make an appointment to come see my new work.
All right, great. Well, I wanted to start with the both of you. And Tiffany, why don't you give your phone number and website just in case people have questions about the crystal water bottle.
Thank you. My website is tiffanypay.com. That's tiffanypay.com. And the phone number there is 401-816-0878.
All right. And now the real reason you're both here, although you're individual merchants within the association, but you are representing the entire group, and there is quite a group. And Kitty, why don't we start off with some of the highlights of some of the places that people can visit if they're visiting the Tiverton Four Corners area?
Well, you know, when I go anywhere, when you go on a little journey, aren't you hungry when you get there?
So you're
there's
hungry.
Yeah, there's a yeah. lot of, so we actually have quite a few nice little places to go to have a sandwich or have a meal mm-hmm. or ice cream. So we have the Four Corners Grill, which is Dave has been there a long time, and they're a really nice group of people. You can get delicious salad, sandwich, soup kind of thing. We also have the Provender, which is kind of an institution. As you heard before, Tiffany uses it as a way
landmark.
As a landmark. Right. It's in a beautiful late 19th century building, so people know that building right at the light. And they also have soups and sandwiches and things like that. Gray's Ice Cream right across the street.
That's a pretty famous place.
That also is pretty right. famous, and they make their own ice cream. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And, you know, what I noticed, because my studio used to be right across the street, there is not a day where people aren't lined up for an ice cream cone. And I've seen people in blizzards. Really?
Yep. It's pretty famous. I remember when my son was young, that was the day trip was down there for that. That was the destination.
Yeah, it still is for a lot of families. Also, there's Milk and Honey, the cheese shop, which is like world class. There's no one else in the region with this selection of cheeses from around the world. Mm-hmm. And Helen, who is the manager, is really knowledgeable about everything she sells. And so is everybody, actually, that works there. So you don't just go in and get a slice of Land O'Lakes American cheese. You go in and get some beautiful French cheese or right. something from high on the top of the hill in Switzerland. It's great.
Excellent. And Tiffany, there is no large 25-story Ramada Inn or anything like that down there. So in other words, there's no chains or anything. It's all pretty much independent people.
Yes, everybody is independent, and it's a beautiful community. If you do want to stay in the area, there's an amazing website, SaconnetFarm.com, which will connect you to many places to stay. There's an old schoolhouse that is a Airbnb, as well as an old farmhouse that has an amazing yard and, you know, beautiful environment to stay with your family. Also, there's another location that's also in Adamsville, right next to Kitty.
That's right.
Which is a new addition to their group, and it's a beautiful old, another major farmhouse.
Well, it was like the top house in the neighborhood when it was built in, I think, 1780.
1780.
Yeah.
So bring your whole family.
Bring your family and a friend's family, because it's a big place to stay. I'm just going to amend what you said about their website, which is actually SaconnetFarmStays.com.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can go in there and just figure out where you want to stay.
So this is a destination place. This is something that you don't have to make a day trip, just get an ice cream cone and leave.
Right.
This is some place you can go for a nice little rest during the summer.
Right.
And after the summer, too, a little bit.
Right. Yeah. We go right on all the way through Christmas time. And actually, the end of the year is beautiful in the Four Corners. We're often visited by Santa Claus. And
really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We have
events during the holidays.
Yep. For good shopping. And it's really fun. Everybody lights up their mm-hmm. businesses. And if you've been there, so you know what the village looks like. So it's a bunch of antique buildings. Mm-hmm. And when we add the twinkling lights in the wintertime, it's
makes it a little more special.
Yeah.
Speaking of events, I want to mention this in the first segment to make sure people know about it. There's a big weekend coming up.
Yes.
There's going to be a concert on Friday night.
Yes. Zoe Lewis will be at the Meeting House, and she's originally from the UK, and now she lives out in Cape Cod, and they call her, what is it, a band in a one woman or one woman band, but she has a lot of, she does a lot of different things. So she'll be there on Friday night.
It's sponsored by the Art Center.
And that's August 17th, not this coming Friday night, but
no,
a couple weeks
August
from now.
17th. And that sort of starts off the weekend, because after that we have the South Coast Artists Open Studio Tour. This is its 15th year, so 15 years of the tour. And we have 75 artists on the tour opening their studios.
Now, just to clarify that, an open studio tour, Tiffany, you don't need to be in the open studio tour, right?
We're open every day.
So, because you're open every day, but someone, Kitty, you're by appointment open only, but you'll be open that day.
Oh, yeah, I'll be open that weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 5. Mm-hmm. But we get a lot of visitors, and people love it because you get to go, like the Four Corners, we have a lot of artists and galleries that are participating in the tour. So there's a lot to see. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good hub for the rest of the tour, actually.
Right. So. Now, I don't know if we mentioned the actual website for the association. Is there a site where they can see all of these things available?
Yes.
It's TiverTonFourCorners.com.
That's pretty complicated.
Well, it is Tiverton, F-O-U-R, Corners.
Okay.
So not the number,
so
but the
Tiverton,
word.
F-O-U-R, Corners.com. .com.
Right.
All right. Not .net or .org.
No orgs or nets. Just comms.
I'm sure if you looked up Tiverton Four Corners, you'd find it anyway.
Yes, but it pops up pretty much right away.
All
yeah.
right. So I want to go in the next segment. I want to go through some of the businesses. We'll take a little tour. Maybe we'll start at the top and work our way down, or as people would be entering the area. But I wanted to get that website in and that major event coming in. That's Zoe Lewis on Friday night, August 17th, and then the Open Studio Tour on the 18th and 19th. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with a lot more about Tiverton Four Corners Merchant Association. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with representatives of the Tiverton Four Corners Merchant Association. Tiffany Pay is here. She happens to be a vice president of the group, and Kitty Lovell, who is the treasurer of the group, but both own their own businesses within the association. And during the break, I asked Kitty and Tiffany if we could kind of take a little tour, as if I was driving down, what I might find when I arrive in that area.
Yes, on our one road that comes through.
Well, that's why it works out pretty well. It's you don't get lost.
Well, what I like to say is that we're the light. So when you get off 24, we are the light. Once you
the
just
traffic light.
Your way there, yeah.
The light.
Yeah. There is a traffic light. I remember the days when there wasn't a traffic light.
Yeah,
see, but I'm a
it was chaos, wasn't it?
Yeah,
absolute chaos.
I almost hit a horse.
It still happened. So when you come in, first you'll see the Amicable Church when you're coming into town, and right after that is the Union Public Library, which I just mentioned to Tiffany earlier has a collection of Georgia O'Keeffe's, the painter Georgia O'Keeffe. Mm-hmm. Her book collection is there from her private library.
That's seems like an odd, but she's not from there.
Not at all.
Okay.
But it turns out her secretary, there's
some
different
connection.
Stories about what this woman was to her, but I was told her secretary, personal secretary.
Okay, I think you made it a little intriguing now.
Well, it should be.
Yeah.
So her collection, she had George O'Keeffe's books, and they went to the Union Public Library when she passed away. So that's kind of cool.
So people can stop into the library.
Yeah. Okay. They can stop. It's a very cute
Again,
little library.
Again, a historic building anyway. So, yes. Right. That's part
so
of it.
Then you'll see Milk and Honey, which we mentioned earlier. The
and
cheese shop. Yeah.
Right across the street from Milk and Honey is a spot called The Farm. It's Peggy Seabrant's location. She's a private garden designer. However, in the winter, she does an amazing thing at the holidays with wreaths and beautiful gifts and greenery.
And a bonfire.
So bonfire, hang out
it's
with the
really
ladies.
Cool,
it's
yeah.
fun.
Very
so
cool.
So look
spot.
For that in late fall, almost winter.
Yeah. And then that we mentioned earlier, there's the Four Corners Grill, so that's right next to Peggy's place. Across the street from them is the Sakonnet Collective, which is a gallery that has a lot of contemporary art in it and local art, very good, world-class, great place to be. There's also Salt across the street. So we have a bunch of retail places. So if you want to get your shop on, you can do it easily.
So I just want to make sure we get that straight. Salt?
Salt.
As in salt and pepper.
As in salt and pepper.
Okay.
And they also, the same people own a business called the Farm Coast Outfitters, where you can get your wet weather gear or some good hiking boots or
children's gifts and something, clothing.
Something cool for your house. Yeah.
But what is that, Salt? That's a gallery?
Salt is also, it's casual clothing and,
okay.
And so it's coastal chic gifts, they
okay.
say.
Okay. All yeah. right. I wanted to make so sure I got cool that's, that part place. Straight.
Yeah. What comes next? You're on that side of the road.
Right. The cottage is between Salt and me, which is an amazing home furnishings and gifts store.
And they've been there for like 30
been there
years.
For years. Yeah. The ladies are fantastic.
Very helpful.
And the furniture is
stunning.
Beautiful and highly recommend it.
Yep. And then we have sort of a new situation, Gallery at 4, which is right across the street from the cottage, where they have a new owner, Chaz Hickey, who is doing all new programming there.
He's great at focusing on paintings and really high-end art. He's brought in artists from Newport and around the area. He's got a great show right now that'll be up till the 12th. So we look forward to what he's doing next. He also is still showing Sue Frieda, a jeweler and sculptor that has been there for years as well.
Yep.
And that's called Gallery at 4.
Yes.
As in Four Corners. Okay.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah. And then when you're there, it's like behind there, there's shops and businesses behind Main Road too. And the Meeting House is one of those places. The Meeting House is a great place for your wedding if you're getting married.
So there was a spot for you and I, if that ever comes
right,
up.
Mike. All right, Mike. You keep dreaming.
There's a sculpture garden back there.
There is. And in the springtime, there's a big daffodil garden. It's really beautiful. It's actually in memory of Jim Weir, who was the founder. He and his wife, Roz, bought up the buildings and created the village. This was their vision, to have an artisan's village.
And so there's a little spot in their memory there?
Yep.
Excellent.
And then...
Next to that is Arch Contemporary Ceramics, which is right next to the Meeting House and the Sculpture Garden. It's a really beautiful, fine craft gallery. They have pottery, they have studios, and they show national and local artists there.
Yeah, and they do classes as well, so you can go on their website, which I think is Arch... What is that?
Archcontemporary.com.
Yeah, they're great. Amazing. They're back behind the building, so don't miss it when you come. They're making pottery in there every day.
So you can go in and watch.
Pretty much,
watch them throw, as they say.
Well, there's throwing and hand building and all kinds of stuff. I mean, one of the things that we have a tradition, I mean, Tiffany's in this tradition too, and so am I, which is artists making their work right there in the Four Corners. Mm-hmm. So it's not like going to just a regular group of retail shops. Like, things are made right there, which is pretty cool.
So, Tiffany, if I were to stop in your shop, I could see you actually working on a piece?
Absolutely.
And
my bench is right there. You know, you can see me working when you walk right in.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's always very interesting to a lot of people. I know that a lot of fairs and so forth, that they see a craftsman working, whether it's a glass blower or jewelry maker or whatever, it's or an artist painting something. It's always of interest.
Well, we have another jeweler, Peter Turpak, who's also working on jewelry in the Four Corners. Believe it or not, there's two jewelers working.
Oh, we can take care of him.
Oh, we love him.
We love him. You've met Peter before.
I send people to Peter all the time, and he's great at reworking your old jewelry and making it new, which is a really amazing talent. So I highly recommend him.
So you pretty much design and make new stuff, and he's one of his specialties is refining or redesigning.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So if you go see him, you should don't forget to see Brenda Wrigley Scott and her amazing aviary of painted birds. She is like, that's her thing, is painting birds, and they're fantastic. So definitely go see them. And if you're going to go see Brenda and Peter, you could stop in first floor at the Farm Coast Outfitters that we mentioned before. And then you could keep walking if you're hungry, because now you're going to be hungry.
Okay.
Go to the Provender and have a sandwich.
All right.
The Provender's been there for at least 30 years. And they're a real reliable spot for people.
And I want to give our listeners an opportunity to understand how large this place is. You can park your car and pretty much...
You can park anywhere.
And pretty much walk most of it.
Yes.
Maybe not to your place, but...
No, you can't. Well, right. You could.
You could, but
it'd be... But that's your day.
Yeah. But most of the places we're talking about are associated near each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's important not to forget that there are many stores below the light, so it's... Keep going. There are more.
Go south of the light because there's the Mill Pond shops. And actually in there, Amy Lund is hand weaving. So you can watch her weave. And she has a great little shop. And there's always something happening down in the Mill Pond shops. And Courtyards, that's a great little gift store.
Also 30 years old.
Yep. At least 30, right? They've been there a long time. And as we were talking about later in the season, too... To go Christmas shopping in Courtyards is sort of magical, don't you think?
I do.
Because they spend the whole year kind of figuring out what they're going to do. And you go in and it's like little fairies. It's just so beautiful. It's really a classic place to go to at that time of year. Yeah. So where are we now? We stopped and had a sandwich.
Well, you just had a sandwich and you're satisfied for lunch.
Oh, let's not forget Patina Studio. Because they're right down there.
So if you take a right or sort of, you know, just behind the provender to the right, there's a nice group of shops. There's Peter's Attic, who's been around forever as well. Artemis is a fantastic vintage clothing. I mean, really great.
Yeah, she has a great eye.
And, I mean, there are some serious gems in there.
Yeah. Now, Peter's Attic, is that antiques, I'm guessing?
Yeah, yes, okay. Antiques. Mm-hmm. And right. Don't miss it because you can get... Like incredible stuff for in there, like little things for $5 or amazing stuff for much more than $5.
Even if you're not looking to redo your home with antiques, you can find something.
Oh, absolutely, a treat. Right. Yeah, yeah. But within that building is also Patina Studio, where Teresa is making copper work. She does these big wall pieces in copper. So
and ornaments too. Like
ornaments.
Just to
yeah.
Plug the Christmas thing too. Like she makes amazing gifts. Christmas.
Yeah. Yep. So then you could cross the street and you get to Gray's Ice Cream, as we mentioned before.
So it's time for dessert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And there's also on that same side of the street, the Chase Corey House, which is a museum, basically. It's open Sundays from 2 to 4:30 from
museum
June to September.
With mostly things about the area?
It's a museum. It's a historic site. The house was built in 1730. When the village was pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
And I could go into some serious history, but I won't. Because I'll just get lost in that rabbit hole.
Little history is good.
But you can go in and see this great house, and they've been slowly working on furnishing it with things that would be there at the time, and they really tried to keep up the house. But it's very cool to go in and see how people were living in the area at that time. Yeah.
In the early 1700s.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing that it's still that house. It hasn't been messed with in a big way, so it's pretty much authentic to the time.
Is there? Do you either of you know of the actual year, starting date of when that area was? Was it in the late 1600s? Was it?
I believe it was the late 1600s. Mm-hmm. I know Adamsville is 1675.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure the Four Corners was about the same time.
About the same time period. Okay.
And we mentioned the Mill Pond shops before, and that's where the mill was. So there was a pond there and a mill, which is how the village started.
Okay. Usually starts around water somehow.
That's right.
Okay.
So that's how that started. Then we have the friendly guys at Metalworks down there.
Love them.
Yep.
Metalworks.
Metalworks. Do you want to say anything about
fabricating
They fabricate really anything that you need in metal.
They work in copper.
They can weld.
Steel.
They fix things. They actually work on duct work. They actually are the ones who fix my furnace.
Right.
I mean,
they'll do gutters.
They do so much.
But they also...
they're so creative.
Yeah, coincidentally made all the lights on all the buildings, all the decorative light fixtures on all the buildings in the Four Corners.
So they make light fixtures and things like that. So
weather vanes, all kinds of things. You go in with the project, they'll do it for you.
All right. Or you may think of a project when you're there.
They even have a little retail space where you can buy things that they've
already made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then just down after them is Cutie Curls. India, it's a consignment store, but it's so much more. Like, to say consignment is not enough about what she's doing in there. So she
has a fairy supply also.
Yeah, F-E-S-A-I-R-Y, fairy supply. She's a fairy supplier.
Okay, so if you
can outfit your fairy garden, it's fairies. It's amazing.
I yeah. don't know anyone they else that has a business like that.
No, and they have a fairy, you know, seek and find, you know, in her store sometimes. Yeah. Hmm. You can find the fairies.
And they do great kids' parties and
classes.
And she, yeah, yeah.
You may see her all around the area too. She sets up at many different venues and sells her work.
She's kind of a tornado of energy.
Hard worker.
Well, she that's really a good works thing. Hard.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So once you get down there, we mentioned the Amy Lund and we mentioned Courtyards. And then if you just keep going down the road just a little bit further, you'll get to Saconnet Farm. And Saconnet Farm, they have peacocks and they have pigs and they have goats and have chickens and you can get
ducks too.
And ducks.
Yeah.
You can get fresh eggs there. They also make their own jams and jellies, and it's on an honor system. So you go in and put your money in the jar and take your eggs or your jelly, and it's just great. And the people there, that's Saconnet Farm, but Kristen and her husband and actually her whole family, they take care of their properties. And I think the last place out there is the Schoolhouse Number 1, which we mentioned earlier as a place to stay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah. we've done the trip from the top to the bottom, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure who we've missed. Yeah, what we should say is it's a tax-free arts district. So when you go and visit all these artists who are making art there, you don't pay any tax on what you're buying from them.
No sales tax.
So if I go into your shop and buy a gold piece of jewelry, there's no sales tax.
Correct.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. It makes accounting much easier.
Well, it's nice for everybody. It's nice for the merchants. It's also obviously great for the people that are buying things.
You know, I just want to just say one more person because I'm afraid we're leaving people out, but the T.L. Holland Real Estate.
Mm.
And Terry Holland has been selling real estate in the area for a long time. Her husband, before he died, was in the business as well. And her son, Jim, is in the business. It's actually, that's how I got my first place to live in Tiverton, was through Jim Holland. And they have great properties that they manage, they sell, and they rent.
So once you drive down and you fall in love with the area, you go there and you buy something.
That's
you
right.
Stay there forever.
That's right.
And it happens all the time, actually.
Yes,
and you could
it does.
Be in fairyland.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I didn't ask off the top how long each of you have been in the area. Now, Kitty, you've been there for how long, roughly?
Well, it sounds like I've been there forever, right? I've been. I moved to Tiverton in 2010.
Okay.
And yeah, and I moved my studio the following year.
All right.
So I had been in Barrington for 10 years with my studio.
Rhode Island for quite a while.
Yes.
All right.
Really, you want to talk about how long I've been here?
And Tiffany, how about you?
It'll be 12 years in the Four Corners on January 1st. I was in another building for 3.5 next door upstairs where Peter is, actually, and Brenda. And then when my building became available, I jumped on that in 2010. So, it's been a great, great stay in Four Corners, and we're not going anywhere.
Excellent.
I do, just to say, have a second store in Newport that's 3 years old, so we're over there too, but my main headquarters is Four Corners, and that's where I make all my work, and I'd love for you to come by.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, yeah. I want to thank you both for coming in today. We've learned a lot about Tiverton Four Corners Merchant Association and what to do, where to go, and what to be like. One more time, the website is very simple to remember. It's Tiverton 4, F-O-U-R, corners.com, right?
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Kitty.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you again. And Tiffany, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, hoping you have a great weekend.